It's always intriguing when a guy gets called up from the American League. So how's your day been so far?
A little hectic so far. Woke up pretty early and flew into San Francisco and took a car up here. So, and then probably got in about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago. So it's pretty hectic and exciting.
Will you get a nap in this afternoon, or how are you going to handle the day?
I'll definitely get a nap in, so pregame nap, so we'll see.
When did you get the call, and what was your reaction?
I got it yesterday during the day after practice, and you know, I was just excited. I mean, it's something you dream about your entire life, and it's really exciting.
Did you just fly out this morning?
Yeah, so I actually flew into Minneapolis last night and then flew out from there.
Who got the first call after you heard the news?
My mom. She got the first call. And then my sister, so.
What was that call like, calling your mom, knowing the impact she's had on you
in career? It's unbelievable. You always dream about being able to make that call to your parents, and it's really nice, but you know, there's still another thing that I'd like to show her, and that's playing in a game, so we'll see.
Is she coming tonight? Or?
I'm not sure yet, so we'll see. She doesn't really know, so.
What do you think you've done with the Moose that prompts the coaches to give you a call here?
I think I've been good on the forecheck and on draws, and been reliable in the defensive zone, so I feel like that's a big part of it.
You've had two really good camps with the Jets. I mean, you think that certainly helped your cause also?
Yeah, for sure. Coming in shape and having good camps gives you confidence going into the season, right? And I feel like hopefully I can take that forward.
So you went through a lot last year with the shoulder. I mean, what, can you talk about what that process was like and
yeah,
injury behind you?
It's a different process I wasn't used to. Something, a big injury like that I haven't really gone through before in hockey. So really just finding ways to do my rehab and stay busy was the biggest part of it, and staying in shape and being ready to come into camp and make a difference.
And you had such a good start to last year too. It must have been a frustrating element too to have your season cut short.
Yeah, it definitely is. You don't think that's ever going to happen to you, right? And when it does, it's kind of a setback, but I tried not to dwell on it too much and keep moving forward with my rehab and get to where I am today. So
if you play the game that you want to tonight, what are we going to see from you on the ice?
You're going to see a hard forecheck and always moving my feet and good in the draws, hopefully. So, and just strong presence in the D zone.
They've moved you from the middle over to the left wing with the Moose this year. It's a bit of a departure from your middle position. How has that helped you be a little bit more unique in the sense that they can call you up for a situation like this, CJ?
Yeah, it's definitely big. I was a little used to playing wing from before I was drafted as a wing originally, so going back there was a little bit of adjustment, but still a lot to do to become extremely comfortable there. But I definitely think it's big to have, that's for sure.
Did they explain to you that that might increase your odds of getting a call up because you can play both positions?
That was kind of the deal when I first switched in college. It was like it broadens your game a bit and gives you more for them to look at. So that's what it's been ever since, and to have those is great.
Obviously, been a tough start for the Moose as a team. What's, from your perspective, what's been the attitude like down there despite a real rough one in terms of wins and losses?
It's still been good. You know, the team's pretty close down there as the guys, and it's just about finding a way to get back to winning and where they ended at the end of last year.
Right.
And I feel like it's going to come. So it's just a matter of when.
Get the sense, CJ, coming out of camp this year, that maybe there'd be more opportunity for yourself and just for guys in general, that maybe a lot of movement up and down as opposed to maybe recent years where it's been a little more stable lineup?
Yeah, you definitely see that coming in with spots opened, but I tried to think of it the same way as the year before, just come in and do what I can do and nothing more and nothing less. So I feel like I did that and got to where I am. So,
and just finally, Kenny asked who you made the call to, but when you get an opportunity like this, like, who do you think of, who helped you get here, coaches, things like that?
Honestly, too many to name. Right. You know, it's everyone who makes an impact on your life and in the hockey world. You think of your family, your friends, your teammates, your old coaches. You think of everybody going forward, and it's really thanks to them that I'm here. So.
You said she's kind of on standby?
Yeah, she's on standby, okay. So she's ready to find out if I'm playing.
Is she in Minnesota?
Yep, she's in Minnesota as well. So.